So it's the little things that I say that make a huge difference and create a natural bridge with very little resistance to the next step. So for your benefit, I'm going to go through exactly what I say one time in the meeting after the meeting. But understand that at every subsequent meeting, every subsequent level, on the A level, B level, and C level, I will say the exact same thing when I put down the marker and the presentation's over. And here's what I say. Don't worry about understanding all this tonight. My goodness, if you understood all this, you're a lot smarter than I ever was. You know, there's a lot here, a lot of terms, numbers, diagrams, and concepts, and you really have to see it 2 to 3 times before you fully understand it. It really can be mind-boggling, but that's not what's important right now. The important thing is that you chose a 2 to 3 year plan for your financial success over the 45-year plan, and all you need to see is how we make it work for you. That's the important thing. And there's really no big decisions to make right now except that you wanted a 2 to 3 year plan. It's really not about money. You're not buying real estate where someone's going to pull out an agreement and ask you for a $20,000 binder check. And there's a lot of things that you need to think about because you'd better know the market comparables, the mortgage rates, the tax rates, et cetera, or you might be making the wrong decision and lose a lot of money. So this isn't a $20,000 decision, so don't make the mistake of making it into one. It's not even a $2,000 decision. You're not at a computer store buying a computer and you're going to have to write a $2,000 check and walk out with boxes of hardware. There's a lot to know and think about because you better know the RAM, the ROM, the megahertz of your system or your components, or you could end up being incompatible and make a wrong decision and waste your money. You know, the truth of the matter, it's not even a $200 decision. And if most people were honest, they'd admit, well, they've wasted $200 in a month before, and they didn't have to make a decision about that. But let's suppose you said, man, this is fabulous. I want in. Here's my $69.95 for the kit, and here's $200 for products. Well, it wouldn't do you a bit of good unless you were coachable and followed our blueprint for success. You see, there's always someone who thinks that we'd like to talk them into this, but for once, nothing could be further from the truth. Because if we had to talk you into it, you wouldn't do very well, and we'd just end up having to replace you. Because you see, each of us can only work with 2 to 4 people, and we don't make any money off of someone getting in. We make money by it working for them when they earn checks. So it's important that we select coachable people. And of course, I know you don't know enough right now. There's a lot of questions in your mind. But think about your last job that you did well at. When you took it, you didn't know everything that you needed to know for the next 6 months or the next year or next 2 years down the road, but you knew a couple things. First, you knew that you wanted the job, and second, you knew that the company taught you what to do and paid you. By golly, you'd learn to do it, and you'd do it well. Well, this program's no different. There's no big decisions, and it's not about money, and we'll learn as we go. The important decision is that you want the 2 to 3 year plan, and you'll learn everything as we move forward. The important thing is that you want the 2 to 3 year plan, but everyone is always looking for guarantees, so let me give you 3 quick guarantees. 1, if you don't look at anything, you'll never find anything, and I want to congratulate you for looking. 2, if you don't try anything, everything will remain the same. Nothing will ever change. You know, there's no big decisions here, except that you want the 2 to 3 year plan over the 45-year plan. And you said you did, so it just comes down to trying. And finally, my 3rd and most important guarantee is if you can't do this one, I can guarantee you that you can't succeed at the rest, any other opportunity. You can forget real estate, insurance, securities, multi-level marketing, direct sales, vending machine, business opportunities, etc. And God forbid, don't get a traditional business. They'll all require a lot more risk, money, talent, know-how, and more volume and people. This is the most realistic opportunity out there because it requires fewer people and less volume than anything else out there. This is the most realistic chance for someone to achieve financial freedom. And if they can't do it here, I guarantee you that they can't do it elsewhere. And most importantly, we do it with them every step of the way. They're in business for themselves, but not by themselves. Because I know what the new person's thinking right now, and I know what the person who invited you is thinking. And I can get to the bottom line for everyone very quickly. The new person's thinking, man, this looks too good to be true. Are these products really that good? Is the company really that strong? Are these people really making all this money? Or did they just stage this whole thing, you know, just to convince me? Well, you know, I could talk for the rest of the night, and I know you believe that by now, and I could do your due diligence for you and unequivocally answer everything and prove it all to you. But after all of that talk, you'd still have another question, and I believe it's really the real question. And that question simply is, will it work for me? Isn't that the real question? In fact, if you knew that you would make $2,100 a week, you wouldn't even be concerned about all those other things. Now, I have a way without any risk that we can determine if it'll work for you. But before I do that, let me tell you what I or the person who invited you are thinking. And that is, are you the right person for us? Are you coachable? Because you see, we can only work with two people. And then you could go on for the rest of the night telling me or us how great you are, that you know everyone and that you have experience and that you're looking for something like this. And then you go home and you talk to your Uncle Harry. He used to be an engineer for NASA, but he got laid off, and now he's doing consulting work on the side for $30,000 a year. But he's going to tell you whether you can make $100,000 or $300,000 per year. And Uncle Harry then figures out, because he's an engineer on his calculator, that it'll saturate in 90 days and that it can't possibly work. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, but you listen to him. So we never see you again. So what was all the talk worth? Nothing. Isn't it funny how people will listen to somebody who knows nothing, but not to somebody who knows something? You see, the only thing that really counts is whether or not it'll work for you and whether or not you're coachable. And are you the right person for us to build it with? And I have a way that we can get both those answers without taking any risk. What I recommend we do is the same thing that any successful Fortune 500 company or entrepreneur would do if they found a venture that looked like it had potential. They wouldn't dive right into it head over heels and invest a lot of money, resources, or time. The first thing they do is get more information, wouldn't they? And that's the first thing that you need to do. Get some more information and get your questions answered. So we'll give you some information tonight to take home with you, and we'll be back together to answer your questions. But understand this. If you walk out of here tonight without getting any more information and a time to get your questions answered, you chose a 45-year plan over the 2 to 3 year plan. Then after the entrepreneur, the Fortune 500 company got the information, even if it checked out, the Fortune 500 company or entrepreneur still wouldn't make a huge commitment, what would they do? They would test market it first. They would test it. Now, I recommend that we do the same thing. We test market it by doing what I call a trial run. And that way, you'll find out if it works for you, and we'll find out if you're right for us. But we really have this down to absolute science. And I can tell you right now that it'll work if you're coachable. What's really happening is that you proved that you were coachable, and that's why it worked. So it simply comes down to trying it out. And if you don't try, well, you'll never know. So what do I mean by a trial run? Well, over the next 30 to 90 days, depending on how fast you want to go, we'll run it up the flagpole and show it to some people that you know to see if they salute it or like it. Now, you won't show it. You'd mess it up because you don't know it. We'll show it for you, but you'll get credit for the people. All we're going to do is get them to evaluate it to see if they know the right people. Now, listen carefully. We're not trying to get them in. We're just getting them to evaluate it. And they may or may not be interested themselves, but if nothing else, they probably will know the right people. So there's no pressure, and we're not going to impose on any relationships. I learned some time ago that this is not for everyone. This isn't right for everyone. Timing isn't right for everyone. But everyone knows two people who are right and ready for it. Some may already be doing something in network marketing, in direct sales, or a home-based business, or e-commerce, or real estate, or they're looking for something. So at the end of the trial run, if you have 2 to 4 people who want to do it and other people clamoring to buy the products which they tried, well, you'd be nuts not to get in, and we'd be nuts not to take you on. It's already working. It worked. There's no decision to make. So it really just comes down to trying. And if you won't try, well, you chose a 45-year plan automatically, even though you said that you wanted a 2 to 3 year plan earlier tonight. So the next step is to test market this and to get more information. Now, I have Wednesday night and Friday night open. Which would be better for you? So you see, I set the meeting up right then and book it in the calendar and get everybody to book it in their calendar. Now, if it isn't booked, when I get done closing, we'll walk around the room and ask everyone what did they like most about what they saw the night, and then we'll book it. So let me continue with my closing script that I use at the end of every meeting. There's one thing that's very important if we're going to do a trial run. You see, we have this down to science, and if we do a trial run and you cooperate and are coachable, you'll end up being an executive coordinator in position to earn $1,500 to $2,100 in weekly checks. But in order to earn that, we have to turn the business over to you to run and manage in order for you to receive those checks. So how can we turn it over to you if you don't have the answers to all the questions in your head? And I'm sure there's plenty of them. I mean, to make six figures at anything, it'll take some professional training. And if you were going into real estate or insurance or securities, you'd have to get a license and you'd spend thousands of dollars on training or courses. Even if you're going to be a TV or computer repair technician, you'd have to go to school and get trained to get a certificate, and it would cost you thousands of dollars to do that. Well, because we're an association of entrepreneurs, we share the cost by bringing in the top professionals and trainers to teach the fundamentals and get all your questions answered, and it only costs $55. And you get to meet other successful unfranchise owners, and it's just a fabulous experience. So that's the one thing that I want you to do. In fact, let me tell you who's coming this month, and I go into who's coming that month and build up the speaker. On top of that, you can get to interact and work with all the top pros in our organization, and I know them personally. I'm going to introduce you, so it really doesn't make sense for us to go through this trial run and make this thing work for you if you're not going to be able to take over once it's working and collect the checks. So the one thing that I really want you to do is come to this seminar, and that's the only financial commitment I want from you. I promise you won't be disappointed. I have the ticket for you right here, and it's only $55. You can write the check to me, for the ticket. Now, if I'm doing the meeting for somebody else, I give them the tickets and I tell them to write the check to the person holding the tickets, and then they give them the tickets, and I then get paid by the person that I'm doing the meeting for. The amazing thing about this, and think about this carefully, by doing that, they're becoming comfortable with the process of selling tickets. In fact, they think they sold the tickets. And I do that with each subsequent person. The next person that we work with, I'll have the person that I brought into the business get 5 tickets and give 2 to each one of the people that we're holding the meeting for to sell at the end of the meeting. But I'm going to do the talking and selling, and they're going to collect the money because they handled the transaction and then paid the person that I brought into the business. They think they sold the tickets, and the person that I brought in the business now thinks that they're marketing the tickets. So they grow into it and become very comfortable with the process of moving tickets, and I never have a problem with that. Okay, let me go now back to my closing script and complete this. There's one other thing that I'd love you to do. You know, companies don't make people successful. People make companies successful. And that's what this is really all about. It's about the people. And I'd like you to meet some of the people and see a professional presentation and how we do this. And I think that's important that you know the type of people that are involved here or the type of people that you'd be proud to introduce your friends to and that you'd be comfortable that we put on a professional presentation and that you'd be proud to invite people to it. To me, that's just extremely important because you're putting your own credibility on the line. So I'd like you to come with me to what we call a second look. Next Wednesday, there's a little get-together over the Holiday Inn where there'll be a professional presentation and a full product display. And this guy, Andy Webb, is going to do the presentation. I'm telling you, he's fabulous. Let me tell you a little bit about him. And I would go into Andy's background and edify him and build him up. Now, I know Andy personally, and I'll introduce you to him and some of the other top distributors and unfranchised owners and people in the area. And I have the connections, and I know them personally, and I'll introduce you to them. And one of the things that I love most about this business is the positive, forward-looking people that we get to work with. And if nothing else, you'll get to meet some really great people, and I promise you won't be disappointed. And I can pick you up, and we can go over there together, and that way you won't have to find your way over there, and you won't walk into a room full of people that you don't know, and I'll be able to introduce you to them. So you'll be with me, and I'll introduce you. Besides, there's no use us both having to drive over and waste the gas. I'll pick you up at 7 o'clock p.m. if you want to go. Is that okay? So I make an appointment to pick them up and bring them to the meeting. Now, if I was doing the meeting for someone else, I would go through this same process with their prospects or the people that they have there, and I would arrange for them to pick them up. I actually set up the appointments for them to pick the people up. If I was holding a meeting on the next level below and there was too many people for the person who was holding the meeting or having the meeting in their house to pick all the people up, I would get the person that I brought in the business to pick some of the people up. Or whoever's on the team with me that's going from house to house, I set up appointments by saying what I just said for each one of them to pick 2 people up and bring them to the meeting. That's why I can say we always bring 2 people to the second look. Now, I basically completed my follow-up script, and I use this follow-up script word for word every single time at the end of every meeting. And at this point, we'd walk around and ask people what did they like most and make sure that they had a meeting booked and make sure that everybody is picking somebody up and bringing them to the second look and make sure that everybody has tickets. And then with anybody that I set a meeting up with, I would take out the action plan, the getting started guide, and action plan to success, and go over the first section with them. And I would go over making a list of people, and I would go over the evaluation approach so that they would be comfortable and successful and inviting some people over their house or us going out and see some people, and I'd get the process started. Now, if they say, well, let me think it over, I have to think about it, I lay a pad of paper in front of them and say, well, hey, draw the plan back for me. And they're usually silent for a moment. And they say, what do you mean? I respond, well, go ahead and draw the plan back for me. And they, of course, say, well, I can't. I ask, why not? And they respond, well, I can't remember it. So I explain, that's right. How are you going to think about something that you can't even remember? And that's why you need more information. We need to get back together. The only important thing is that you choose a 2 to 3 year plan. So because you chose a 2 to 3 year plan, I assume that you were being sincere, or I wouldn't have gone through this whole thing. I mean, I didn't need to do it for my health. I did it because you wanted a 2 to 3 year plan for your own financial success. Now, you can't remember it, and that's normal. You can't remember the plan, and that's normal. It takes seeing it 2 or 3 times to really get it. And that's why I'm giving you some information. That's why we need to get back together. There's really nothing to think about because you can't remember it. So what did you like most about what you saw? And then I go right into booking the meeting. Then I propose to book a follow-up meeting and bring them to the second look and to sell them a ticket to a seminar so that they can understand it and then try it out to see if it'll work for them. And by trying it out, my technique leads to their having 2 people who also want to try it out. Then my close is simple. Hey, who's going to sponsor these people? You or me? It's a no-brainer. There's no decision because I already made it work for them. Now, occasionally when I'm setting up the appointment to pick up and bring the prospect to the second look, someone will say, oh, I prefer to drive myself. And I answer, well, great. You want to drive? I'll come over to your house and you can drive me. That way we can talk on the way and I can introduce you to some of the people when we get there. You see, so I still control it. Now, it's important to understand that I repeat this script at the end of every meeting, almost verbatim, as I work from house to house, from level A to level B to level C. And you and your people or team are coming with me. So there's no decision to make because I make the business work. Do you see how I leave nothing up to chance and I have complete control over the process? Now remember, as I go through the ABC pattern diagrams and show you how the pattern works, that at each level in each house in the meeting after the meeting, I repeat the same closing script and everything I say has a purpose and there's a reason for every single thing that I do. It's practically a science. And by doing this, I end up with people that want to do kickoffs and that want to go now. So in the pattern, I've just done the meeting for you, and I did the meeting after the meeting closing script, and now I show you the evaluation approach. Every time, I'm going to show the people the evaluation approach to increase the probability of them getting people to their first meeting or their trial run, and I usually try to arm them with a few lead the parade tapes in case somebody asks questions. But here's how it works at the meeting after the meeting. Every time, I book follow-ups, I have everybody bring the people to the second looks, I sell tickets, and I provide literature. I'll repeat that. Every meeting after the meeting, after I do the script, I book follow-up, I get people to bring people to the second looks, actually setting up the appointments, we sell tickets, and we would provide literature. And as far as the follow-up materials go, I like to have some tapes, like Getting Started, Lead the Parade, a mission tape like The Dash or Making Dreams Come True with Market America. This gets them into the spirit and the mission of where the company's going, gives them an overview. Then I give them a literature pack, a Getting Started guide, a flip chart presentation. It's also quite often useful to give them the 10 steps of duplication, number 786, because it helps them get off on the right track and tells them what to say and what to do. I like to give them a video and products to try. Now, if my people don't have that, I have it. I provide it, and I put it on their order, and I explain to them that when those people get in, they'll pay you. We'll put it on their order, and if they don't get in, we'll be able to use it on the next person. Of course, we have some nice packages that have everything in them if you want to use them. And there are 2 basic packages, for two subsequent follow-ups, the new unfranchised video recruiting packages, and it's code 550, and it's only $19.95. But again, I want to emphasize that I'm not leaving anything up to chance. And after the meeting, there's a checklist of things that I go through every single meeting. I book meetings. I sell seminar tickets. The sponsor takes them to the second look. I show the evaluation technique. We develop a names list, and that's actually in the Getting Started Guide. We do the answer to what is it. And either this meeting or the next time we get together, I'm going to go over the action plan and do the goal statement and translate their goals into the business. And then I always leave an information pack and a Getting Started tape and a video. And I book a meeting in the A level for them to invite the B level people. But this is all in the Getting Started Guide and Action Plan for Success. Code 391. You get 10 for $5. Extremely powerful tool. It keeps everything on course and makes sure that nothing is missed. It's kind of like a checklist or a recipe for success. And if you just follow it, nothing's going to fall through the cracks. Everything that needs to be covered is covered, and everybody duplicates perfectly. So at the end of every meeting, we're going to bring out that Getting Started Guide and Action Plan for Success. Now I've booked a meeting for you to invite some people, or we're going to go to their houses. So we're now beginning to work on the B level. So let's suppose you invite Elizabeth and Tony over to your house. Well, I would go through the same plan, and when I put down the marker, I do the meeting after the meeting, and I use the exact same closing script. Don't worry about understanding all this tonight. My goodness, you understood the whole thing. God bless you, smartest people in the world. And I go right on through the routine. And once I've gone through the routine now, I'm going to show Tony and Elizabeth the evaluation approach, because I've already booked meetings for them or trial runs for them. And remember, what I'm going to do now with Elizabeth and Tony for you is book a follow-up. I'm going to set up an appointment for you to bring them to the second look. I'm going to sell tickets, but you're going to hold the tickets and collect the money, and then you thought that you sold the tickets. And we're going to give them information packs. If you don't have them, I provide them, and I put them on your order. Then when Elizabeth and Tony get in, they'll pay you for them. But I don't leave anything up to chance. And that's the key. I'm not leaving anything up to chance, and I'm under control. And after the meeting, I go through the same checklist of booking meetings, selling tickets, booking appointments to take them to the second look, going through the evaluation technique, going over the names list, the answer to what is it, the action plan and goal statement, and leaving an information pack and Getting Started Guide or tape with them. And again, by using the Getting Started Guide and Action Plan for Success, nothing falls through the cracks, and you're learning how to duplicate this. Because the next meeting, I'll tell you to go over what I went over with you at the previous meeting. You see, now that I have Elizabeth and Tony doing trial runs or meetings, I can turn to you and say, hey, who's going to sponsor these people, me or you? Now, just put yourself in that position for a minute. Instead of trying to get the decision when I first showed you the plan, I'm getting the decision now, and you're already activated. I mean, you already can see it working. I may or may not do that at that point. I may just book the meetings for Elizabeth and Tony and go on and do those meetings and wait to the next meeting before I give you the opportunity to sign up. The point is, it's not important. And if you don't sign up, hey, I got two people for the price of one. But notice that there's magic in bringing people to the second look. Now that I've done the meeting for you and you have Elizabeth and Tony there, you have an appointment to bring both of them to the second look, and that's going to be very convincing to them. That's the credibility, and you're going to start to get in deeper mentally than you can get out, because you're believing in it and you like the people and you're having a great time. But I can't emphasize this enough. Don't invite the people. Set up appointments to bring the people. Now, on one of the two nights that I had available, we have a meeting for Elizabeth at Elizabeth's house on the A level to invite the B level people. And on another night, we have a meeting for Tony at his house. Now notice, it's not back at your house. It's at Elizabeth's house and it's at Tony's house, and they're inviting the B level people to their house. Or we can go with Elizabeth and Tony on different nights to see the B level people at their houses. The point is that we're going to their locations. They're not bringing them back to your location. That's the reverse of the ABC pattern. And if you notice, when I'm doing the meeting for you, the blue for Tony and the pink for Elizabeth already is formatted into the B-level and C-level houses. I already know that you're going to be coming with me. I have a plan of action already in place that you're going to be coming with me as part of the team, and so will your people be coming with us to the subsequent meetings. So now on one night, we're holding a meeting at Elizabeth's house on the A-level, And she invites Marge and Mark to her house, or we could go see Marge and Mark. I go through the same closing script in the meeting after the meeting. And again, I book the follow-ups for Marge and Mark in their houses. I get Elizabeth to bring them to the second look. We sell tickets. I do the talking. Elizabeth collects the money and then pays me. And we provide them with literature packs. And we're working on the A level. Elizabeth is on the A level, and you now move up a notch, helping to do the follow-ups and bring people to the second looks and sell the tickets. And the B level people, Marge and Mark, have been brought to Elizabeth's house. So from there, we book a follow-up on the B level in Marge's house to invite the C level people. And at the end of the meeting, I go through the exact same closing script again, and we book follow-ups with the C-level people. We bring the C-level people to the second look by having Marge bring them and possibly Elizabeth bring them. And Marge sells the tickets that she gets from Elizabeth, even though I'm doing the talking. And now she thinks that she sold the ticket. And again, we provide them with the literature. Then on another night, we have booked a follow-up with Mark on the B-level to invite the C-level people. And at the end of that meeting, again, I'm going to do the same follow-up script. We're going to book the follow-up. I'm going to go over the evaluation technique. Mark is going to bring those people to the second look, and I set up the appointments with Elizabeth's help for Mark to bring those people. And again, Mark collects the money for the tickets and pays Elizabeth, even though I did the talking, and we provide them literature, and we now have follow-ups with the C-level people. And now I'm executing the same follow-up pattern with Tony, booking a meeting in his house or going to see his people. But something starts to develop here. Any meetings that I hold for Tony down his line, Elizabeth's people can come to. And any meetings that I hold for Elizabeth down her line on the ABC levels, Tony's people can come to. And this is what we call combinations and cross-pollination, where we have more meetings to invite people to. But anytime Elizabeth's people come to one of Tony's meetings or a meeting in his ABC pattern, I still book the meetings back in the people's houses on Elizabeth's side of the chart. And anytime people come to Elizabeth's meetings from Tony's group in the ABC pattern, I still book those meetings for Tony's people that attended those meetings back in their houses on the next level. It just gives us more meetings to work with, but I continue to follow the ABC pattern down underneath Tony from house to house and down underneath Elizabeth from house to house, even though some of those people may have gone to meetings in the other line. Tony's meeting, Rick and Frank come to his meeting at his house. They don't come to my house. They come to Tony's house, or we go to see Rick and Frank on the B level. And they're going to be inviting at their meetings people on the C level. At the end of the meeting, though, at Tony's house, again, I go through the same follow-up script in the meeting after the meeting. I book the follow-ups. I have him bring the people to the second look. I set up the appointments. And, of course, we sell tickets. And we leave them with literature packets. So now we've worked on the A level. We're beginning to work on the B level. And you are moving up a level and helping sell those tickets and book the follow-ups and bring people to the second looks and learning the plan. So just as we did with Elizabeth, now with Tony, we're booking meetings on the B level for the C-level people to be invited. One night we book a meeting for Frank. And, of course, it's at Frank's house, or we go see some people with Frank. And Tony comes with me to Frank's house or to go see Frank's people, which would be the C-level people. And at the end of that meeting, after the presentation, the meeting after the meeting, I go through the same follow-up script. Don't worry about understanding all this. My goodness, if you understood the whole thing, God bless you, the smartest people in the world, etc. So I book follow-ups on the C-level for Frank, and Tony and Frank will come with me to the C-level people's houses. So again, after the meeting, we book follow-ups in their locations. I set appointments for Frank to bring them to the second looks. We sell tickets, but Frank collects the money, and we provide them with the follow-up literature. Then on another night, we do the same thing for Rick. We book a meeting in his house to invite the C-level people, but Frank comes with me to that meeting. So now we have meetings set up on the C level, and you've moved up another notch on the team. Now you're helping book follow-ups, helping me sell tickets, helping book appointments to bring people to the second looks. And you may even do the introduction to the plan or maybe the products. We now have meetings booked on the C-level in the C-level people's houses. And Tony and Frank will be going with me to Frank's C-level meetings. And Tony and Rick will be going with me to Rick's C-level meetings that are booked in those people's homes. But now when we go to those C-level people's homes, you've seen the plan several times. And you're going to help me show the plan. I'm going to have you put it down on note cards. You've seen the plan several times. Maybe I'll have you do the 2-3 versus 45-year plan, or I'll have you do part of the plan, or if you're ready, I'll even have you do the whole plan. But I'm getting you ready to show the plan, and you've seen the same thing over and over and over again, and you have your team with you to help. So now in the next week, we begin holding meetings on the C-level, and one night in Marge's C-level homes, okay, with new prospects, and Elizabeth and Marge would go with me to those meetings. On another night, we're doing the C-level meeting for Mark and the C-level people's homes, and Mark and Elizabeth would go with me. On another night, we're doing a meeting for Rick's C-level people in their homes, and Tony and Rick would come with me. On another night, we're doing meetings for Tony and Frank, and Tony and Frank would come with me. So we're developing a team that's going with us to these different meetings. Now, they may not go to every single meeting, but I at least have a couple team members with me at most of these meetings. And once again, at these meetings, this time, you help show the plan. And understand what I'm doing. The key to successful sponsoring is getting people to try the plan and the process, or to try the business through a trial run. In the process, they activate, they start to grow, and as a result, they commit. And they're actually becoming a hopeless success. They didn't even really make a decision. Nothing was really left up to them. But I don't leave anything up to chance. Now, when we do those C-level meetings, we'll be booking meetings now down on what I call the A1 level. That's three levels down. So we work the ABC pattern in tiers of three. And each week we should move from one level to the next. Usually you're a week behind, so it takes a month to go three levels. And why do I do it in three levels? Because I've learned over the years that every three levels, at least one person will duplicate and pick up the marker. Sometimes you get all three people. If you look in this diagram, sometimes you'll get A1, B1, and C1 to pick up the marker and start holding meetings on the second tier, or the A2, B2, C2 level. If you do that, it'll explode, but at least one person will be prepared to pick up the marker and start showing the plan. And I don't go to those meetings. If you look at the next slide, the red level, the A2, B2, C2 level, now, you and your team are showing the plan. The first time you show the plan, it may not be that great, but your team is there to help you. And anybody gets out of line, hey, they jump all over them. And they're to fill in anything that you miss. And nobody's really ever seen the plan before anyway that's in the audience, so they don't know if you make a mistake or not. But you work as a team, and that's why they can effectively show the plan. And they're going to bring all those people back to the second look anyway. And I'm going to know if they sold the tickets and if they brought the people back to the second look, because I'm going to be there, and I'm going to meet them. But now somebody on the first level, the A1, B1, or C1, the yellow level, are holding the marker. We pass the marker and they're doing the ABC pattern on the red level, or the second tier of the A2, B2, C2 level. And of course, at each one of those meetings, they're going to sell tickets. And I'll know if they're selling the tickets because they're buying the tickets from me. So you've now seen the plan seven or eight times. You're on the A1 level. Your team is with you, and you hold the marker and show the plan. The upline is not there, but your team is there. They're just one step behind you. They've been to all the meetings too, and have heard the plan a couple times less than you. So let's review the process. Before you're expected to hold the marker, the previous team leader, the upline, aids the new team leader in learning how to show the plan by doing the meetings with him. So you see, it's really true when we say you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And you really do learn on the job. And by using this process, it might take a few more nights. But by the end of a 30-day period, I have other people showing the plan. By the end of 90 days, I have anywhere from 10 to 20 people showing the plan. And I've developed tiers of leadership, and I'm duplicating perfectly. Everybody buying tickets, everybody going to the second look, everybody has information packs, and everybody's following up. Of course, the big question that comes up is, hey, JR, when do you sign them up? When do you get them on paper and get the check and the order? Well, the answer to that question really is that I don't even have to worry about that. It happens automatically. It happens naturally. I can force the issue anytime I want. I can select, I get them to sign up anytime I want, simply by turning to the person that we're holding the meeting for when we booked follow-ups and trial runs underneath them and ask them, hey, who's going to sponsor these people, you or me, or you or Tony, or you or Elizabeth? But I'm usually holding meetings so quickly, working from A to B to C, that they don't even know what happened. All of a sudden, people want to order product. Think about this. The people on the C level or the B level start ordering product. It sets up a domino effect. Automatically, everybody has to sign up in order to place the BV. So I have one sign-up night. I pull everybody together. I might have anywhere from 3 to 8 distributors there down that line of sponsorship. And I do one getting started and sign-up session and complete it all at once. And instantly, all the BV dominoes up and people are beginning to hit checks. That's why I call them a hopeless success. You didn't even really make a decision because it wasn't about making a decision. We made it work, and automatically the decision was made for you, and you become a hopeless success. It's an infallible method. It's almost a science, and it's incredible what happens when you follow the ABC pattern. So the answer to the question of when do I sign them up when they have people doing trial runs, or when they commit and really want to go now, or when they start ordering and selling products and the BV has to be placed as I'm working from A to B to C to A1 to B1. It happens naturally. You don't even have to ask the question. But in the process, the student becomes the teacher. So let's review the actual steps of the ABC pattern of building depth and how it works is define your team right out of the starting gate. You can't teach this to people. If you want to get this started, you pull your group together and you tell them, listen, I know how to do this thing right now. I know how to do the ABC pattern. And if you're new, ask your upline to begin the process with you. Let's start doing the ABC pattern with me. I'll do a kickoff and then let's work together as a team to build this. I want to go executive coordinator. I want to be a director within a year. Okay. If you're the upline, look down into your organization and put out a challenge. I'm looking for one person in my left leg and one person in my right leg at the very bottom that's ready to go and ready to work as a team. And anybody in between, that if you want to be on the team, you're going to benefit too. And we'll go out there and we'll do this ABC pattern as a team. And within 90 days, you're all going to be executive coordinators. And they actually learn it by you doing it with them. And if you don't know how to do it, you engage the help of your upline and begin the pattern with them, just as if you were new in the business, working from A to B to C with new people down at the bottom of each one of your organizations. Do is define the team. In the beginning, you are the new person on the team. Your sponsor, your upline, and your executive coordinator are your upline team that are going to help you with the ABC pattern and building the business. If you're the upline, you're looking down at the bottom of your organization for a new go-now person, and then their sponsor and their upline and the upline executive coordinator, if there is one under you. So in doing this, we establish lines of responsibility. And each step of the way, people will move up a notch as they learn what to do. And helping sell tickets, helping follow up, helping bring people to second looks, as well as booking the follow-up meetings. So the first thing we do is define the team, which establishes the lines of responsibility. And as we work from house to house, the team will come with us to each successive levels, new people's homes. And so we work from level A, and everybody, you and everybody on level A, comes with me to do the meetings on level B. And then the A level people and the B level people, along with you and me, work on the C level in their homes. So by the time you reach the C level, you have moved up the ladder on the team to be the team leader. The meetings at the A level and B level, your upline above your sponsor was with you. And these people are the teacher. Your upline executive coordinator or the upline leader starts out as the teacher on the A level. Previous team leader who was working the ABC pattern, who's picked up the marker, who's usually the upline executive, is with you at your A level meetings. You're the student and your A-level people are the student. And as we start to work on the B-level people are the student. But then you become the teacher by the time you get down to the C-level, because as we work from A to B to C, being taught by the previous team leader, you become the team leader. So by the C-level, you're expected to show the plan. And the previous team leader aids the new team leader. And that's how we duplicate the ABC pattern, working from house to house. Now, what happens when you pass the marker to somebody else from the A level to the B level? Well, you're no longer showing the plan. Somebody on the yellow level now has picked up the marker on the red level on this slide, or the second tier of the ABC pattern. Well, what do you do if you're no longer showing the plan? Well, you're seeing these people at the second looks. You're seeing them at the seminars, and they bring them up to you, the new people that were at the meetings on the red level, on the A2, B2, C2 level, and I'm going to book a meeting in the most excited person's house at the bottom level and blow it out all over again. Well, another month passes. Somebody on the yellow level passes a marker to somebody on the red level to do the meetings on the blue level. Okay, so we pass the marker again. So what do the people now do on the yellow level? Well, the A-level people are working the ABC pattern on the blue level. The people on the yellow level now book meetings when they meet the people at the second looks down at the bottom in the most excited new person's house. And then again, when it duplicates another tier and somebody passes a marker to somebody on the blue level to work the ABC pattern on the white level, the A4, B4, C4 level, everybody on the red level and the yellow level will be booking meetings down at the very bottom. Now, what happens is we pass the marker every three levels and duplicate the ABC pattern. At least one out of those three people will pick up the marker, and you have a team that's working along with you. Sometimes all three will pick up the marker. But when we pass the marker to the next level and the ABC pattern duplicates on the next tier, the people on the previous tier, the previous team leaders, then book meetings down at the very bottom from the second look. So we have the most experienced people working at the very bottom, lighting the fire in the basement with the most excited people. This creates an explosion. I mean, it's impossible for that group not to qualify every single week by the end of 90 days if you perfect the ABC pattern. So by the time we're on the A4, B4, C4 level, the green level, everybody from the yellow level, the red level, and the blue level are booking meetings down on the bottom level of the ABC pattern on the fourth tier. So fundamentally, the most experienced, successful people are starting the ABC pattern all over again down at the bottom level. So this practically ensures or guarantees that those legs in the binomial system will start to qualify on a weekly basis. And what we're really doing is we're working on the bottom level, duplicating from the bottom up. This is what I call lighting the fire in the basement, not the attic. If you want to burn a house down, you don't light the fire in the attic, you light it in the basement. If you want a group to catch on fire and grow and qualify every single week, you don't do it by telling the person you sponsored on the A level or even the B level or C level people what to do and then expect them to do it. You do it with them from A to B to C, and then as it goes down tier after tier, we all work on the very bottom level. So duplication comes from the bottom up, not the top down. And this is how the basic five gets perfectly duplicated. You see, information gets filtered, diluted, or distorted by passing it through the line of sponsorship. The plan starts to change. After a while, you won't even recognize it. But by the most experienced people always working on the bottom level, we don't have the problem of the story being passed down the line. If you ever pass a story down a line of people, by the time it gets to the end of the line, it's a totally different story. Sometimes it's the same thing with the plan. We eliminate that, though, by everybody at the top working on the very bottom and duplicating the ABC pattern by working from A to B to C, and then somebody else picking up the pattern, and then us going down at the bottom and working it again. And also, everybody's coming down back to the second looks to see the plan done perfectly and creating perfect duplication. And it eliminates filtration, dilution, and distortion. And it guarantees that that group is going to qualify. Who guarantees it? You, because you don't leave anything up to chance, and because you have total control over the process, and because it creates perfect duplication and a team of people that are doing it. It's not all relying on you, and we have tiers of leadership. But the most important thing that happens is people start earning checks. They didn't even know that they were going to do the business when I first showed it to them. Now we're down on the C level or the A1 level, and all of a sudden they're an executive coordinator. Within a month, they'll be a master coordinator. They have a couple coordinators. I remember the first meeting where they couldn't even make a decision, didn't even know if they wanted to do this. And I just took the next step with them and totally controlled the process through the trial run and an ABC pattern. Now they jump up on stage and say, hey, let me tell you how I build this business. I've been through it all. I'm going to tell you this thing works and I know what I'm doing. And oh, that Reitinger never helped me. He held one meeting for me, but I did all the rest myself. And I sit in the back of the room and a tear rolls down my cheek because truly another leader has been born, because it's your dreams and your ambition that make it all work. But you became a hopeless success simply because you tried and you followed my leadership. And by working the ABC pattern, I already knew that I would find that executive coordinator or that leader. The leader always rises to the top. So let's not make this any more complicated than it needs to be. Sometimes it looks a little complicated, but it's really not. Let's summarize the ABC pattern. What we do, number one, is we book meetings from A to B to C. From A's house to the people they invite, to the B houses, to the people they invite, to the C houses. And everybody comes along with me working from A to B to C. We work at the bottom level, creating duplication. We light a fire at the bottom. Someone takes over showing the plan or grabs the marker every three levels. But we're coaching them to do that. And when they do pick up the marker, when someone does pick up the marker, they have their team with them that are only a couple steps behind them. So we duplicate from the bottom to the top. Duplication at the top is created by all of us working at the bottom, and they learn it by emulation, and they learn it on the job. They learn it by repetition. They learn it by me leading by example. It takes 2 to 3 nights a week to do this. Oh, one meeting in the left leg, one meeting in the right leg. I can work combinations of people from each of the other person's meetings, and there's going to be a second look every 2 weeks. So it's 2 to 3 nights per week. Number 5 is 25 to 30 meetings are going to be going on per week rather than just holding a hotel meeting or you doing all the meetings by the end of 90 days. So at the end of 90 days, you'll have 25 to 30 meetings going on. Everyone starts doing one-on-ones or two-on-ones or three-on-ones through the ABC process because we're booking follow-ups and they're learning how to show the plan. Remember, people do what you do, not what you say to do. So we have to lead by example. And it truly does duplicate from the bottom up. And the pattern creates tiers of successive leaders that are working the business. Everybody begins to lead by example, and they duplicate. And it all feeds back into the system. Any loose ends are always picked up by feeding back into the system, which leverages it. It feeds back into the seminar, because everybody's being sold seminar tickets, so everyone gets the right attitude and knowledge and the necessary belief to have the confidence to build it. And I'm seeing all the new people back at the second look. And even if the plan isn't shown perfectly, they see it perfectly done at the second look. So it duplicates the basic 5 automatically as I work from A to B to C, because we're taking out that getting started guide and action plan and going over one chapter or one section per week every time we get together. And each person that goes through the next chapter goes over that chapter with their people the next week. So they're actually learning by teaching. And everyone teaches on the bottom level. And by the end of 90 days, the basic 5 is duplicated. Now, why does a business plateau out sometimes? There's something called the plateau effect, where someone's business in the beginning is taking off and it's growing, and all of a sudden, for some reason, it isn't growing the way it did in the beginning when we were working the ABC pattern or when the upline was working with them. And if that be the case, it's always because of one of two reasons. There's either no ABC pattern going on, or they're doing actually the reverse of the ABC pattern. They think that they're doing the ABC pattern, but they're really doing the reverse. What you're supposed to be doing is working from the A level, booking meetings into B level people's houses, and everybody on the A level and you going with them. And then from the B level meetings, booking meetings into C level people's houses, with the A level and B level people going to their location to see their people or in their houses. But sometimes what people end up doing is the reverse of that. The A-level people come to your house, and then the A-level people try to bring the B-level people to the hotel meeting or the second look or your house, and then the B and C-level people bring the people to the A-level people's houses or to your house. This is actually the reverse of the pattern, okay? Instead of everybody working level to level from A to B to C, going together to each person's house, they're bringing the people back to the upline's house on the A or B level or your house. And after three levels, it'll plane right out. There's no duplication. Tiers of leadership aren't built. People don't end up showing the plan, and everybody becomes reliant on somebody up at the top. And something else that I found out a long time ago, if the business doesn't get into their house, and if they don't start doing the meetings, if they don't start to have their own kickoffs, it never becomes their business. And there's something about the mental transition when they book a meeting in their house or we go with them to see their people. It starts to become their business. So now when we put all five of these basic five together and we become efficient at it and we work to master them, you have an engine that's running smoothly, and it'll take you wherever you want to go in this business. And remember, the difference between success and failure is so simple. The individual who succeeds simply does what the individual who fails didn't do. It isn't the big things that make a big difference. It's the little things. And if you think about it, these little things, these elements of the basic five, these five fundamentals of the business are something that anybody can do. And simply by continuing to come to the seminars and working the ABC pattern with your upline, you'll master the basic five. And it leads you to an ongoing residual income that can be well into the six figures if that's what you want. And anytime that someone's not succeeding, it's not because of the business. All you have to do is look around and see everybody else who is succeeding and that the company's succeeding. It's because somebody has not mastered the fundamentals. It has nothing to do with talent. It has something to do, though, with discipline and focus. If you simply concentrate on these things and focus on them, you'll master them. And we have to measure, monitor, adjust, and control. And every one of these things, you either have the materials or you don't. You're either doing what you need to do in the basic five or you're not. So you see, it's very measurable. And if we can measure it, we can monitor it. We can watch it. And then we can adjust. If our downline isn't doing something, we can adjust by coaching them. And if they still won't do it, well, you have the wrong person. You should put another person in the game, sponsor somebody else. And you should want that dream and that 2 to 3 year plan badly enough to change yourself if you're not doing something. And that way, we adjust and we're able to control the result. Now, anytime someone isn't succeeding, it's because they become inefficient at the basic five, or they may be doing one out of the basic five. They may even be doing four out of the basic five, but they have to be doing all five. And we can measure our efficiency, just like hooking up a car to a electronic analyzer or a human being to an EKG machine, and we can check the efficiency of their heart. Well, here, by doing the basic five diagnostic tests on each of the basic five, including the follow-up and ABC pattern, by taking the test, you can discover what you're not doing and then focus on those things and improve your score and get it up to 80%. When you get an 80% on every category of the basic five, you'll hit a new pen level every 90 days. And when someone slows up or starts to slide and isn't growing as fast, it's always because their efficiency in one of the areas of the basic five has slipped. It might be a good idea to book yourself into a moving up seminar on Utopia, where we actually tear your business apart, analyze what you're doing, do a basic five diagnostic test, and then follow through for 90 days improving that score so that you become successful. So the basic five is all about measuring, monitoring, adjusting, and controlling, focusing on the very fundamentals of the business. And when you increase your score to 80%, you're going to earn more money. Quite often, the ABC pattern is the missing link for people. And if they correct that, they'll see that they duplicate the other basic five, not only with themselves, but in their group. Are you ready? Let's put it together. Let's start mastering the basic five and duplicating it with each person that we bring into the business, and you'll become a hopeless success. Now, this basically concludes the basic five seminar. But another way of looking at the basic five is to look at the top 10 most common mistakes people make. In other words, the things that they don't do that makes someone efficient at the basic five. So this is an optional section of the seminar, but sometimes it's a good follow-up seminar to the basic five, because we can focus in on the things that are missing for people or the most common things that they don't do. So let's talk about the top 10 most common mistakes that prevent people from growing their business and reaching the level of success that they could reach. The first is not using the tools. What a mistake. The unfranchised system provides you a system that all you need to do is plug into and you'll become a hopeless success. And it begins with voicemail. This is a communication business, and it's necessary for communicating with your upline, with your downline, and to be on top of what's happening with the company and in your area. Not having it is like being blindfolded or having earplugs in. You just don't know what's going on. The second thing is not using the Getting Started Guide and Action Plan. This ensures duplication. It's a track to run on. It's a checklist to make sure that nothing is missed. The next thing is not using the seminar system and having tickets to the seminar and attending at least one seminar per month. That's where we develop the right attitude and knowledge. It's where we recharge our batteries, not only for yourself, but for your downline. The next thing is not using three-way calls. What a powerful tool to be able to use your upline or more successful or experienced people to get on the phone with new prospects, either to get them to meetings, create some credibility, and convince them to get started with the business. One thing that always amuses me is when people try to reinvent the wheel. They try to create their own materials, their own literature, their own tapes. What a waste of time. There's tried, tested, proven methods already in place. Why spend your time doing that when it's unproductive and you're not going to be able to save that much money by doing those type of things? You're setting yourself up for failure. Don't reinvent the wheel. Don't try to make your own materials. Don't try to create new methods. Become a success by being a great follower, and you'll follow right into leading and leading a great organization. Once you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars, if you have some great ideas, submit them to the company and we'll all do them. And that's the way the unfranchised system works. So just keep it simple. Use the tools, okay? Use the power line and the newsletters. It's filled with information. Every month you get updates on every store in the Mall Without Walls and what's going on organizationally and where the company's headed and building to. Use the tools, the tapes through your organization. The more tapes you listen to, the more knowledge you have, and the more tapes you move into your organization, the more duplication you have. The next mistake, number 9, that people make in this countdown is not using your upline. What a powerful tool and way to leverage business. This person has an economic interest in your future. You have a whole team of uplines that are going to work for you. They can't succeed without you succeeding. So you must have the phone numbers of your upline executive coordinators and upper-level pins above you. What a warehouse of information and talent at your disposal. So leverage the success and their talent. Put them to work for you. Let them help you build your business. Where else are you going to have a situation where the most experienced people aren't in competition with you but want to show you how to build the business? Not only show you how, but will build it with you. Remember, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. The next mistake is not using the system, the meeting system, the training system, not using the NMTSS. You know, the whole business starts out with one-on-ones and second looks, but then that's backed up by new distributor trainings. It's like a staircase of training that leads someone to know everything that they need to know and to duplicate perfectly. Then there's the basic five seminars, and there's the ECCT, Executive Certified Coordinator trainings, and that all feeds into local seminars on a monthly basis to support your growth in each area and to teach your people, which then feeds into the districts. People need to see more. They need more powerful speakers and more successful people, and they get exposed to a lot more information and knowledge. And that feeds into regional once a year. And then once a year, everybody comes together to the leadership school to learn how to run an organization, and to the international convention, which sets the agenda for the next year and brings everything to the next level. And it's really a shortcut to success, because if you have people at those meetings, they're going to leave committed, they're going to leave with a new level of belief, a new level of conviction, and they're going to be confident. They're going to know what to do and how to build the business. So it becomes their business, and they're going to do it with you or without you. So as a result, you become a hopeless success. So the key to success in this business is duplication, not innovation. So we want to leverage the tools. We want to leverage your upline. We want to leverage the system. And that way, it can be a part-time business. If you use what they give you, use the tools, if you use your upline, if you use the system, a part-time business can turn into a full-time income. Number seven, vomiting on people. We're in a business of sorting. We're in a sorting business, not a convincing business. Sometimes people talk people into the business, and then they keep talking, and they talk them right out of it. And listen, everybody's not ready to do this. Everybody's not right for it. So what? There's plenty of people who are. And all we're looking for is the 2 to 4 right people that can lead you to a fabulous residual income, which can exceed 6 figures on an ongoing basis. So we don't need to vomit on people or try to talk them into it. Remember, we're in a sorting business, not a convincing business. And the people that aren't ready to do this quite often will lead you to the people that are ready to do it. Number six, attitude failure. Hey, listen, no excuse for this. If you want that 2 to 3 year plan, you need to stay plugged into the system. Everybody's battery runs down. It's a negative world out there. And if you're building the business, you're going to have some ups and downs, and your battery runs down. Even if you're doing really well, you're giving so much to other people, it drains your battery. And by staying plugged into the system, in the meeting system, in the tape system, in the communication system, you recharge your battery. So stay plugged in. And then you want to associate and rub shoulders with successful people. This is true in any field of endeavor. Successful athletes hang out with successful athletes. Successful lawyers with successful lawyers. Successful musicians with successful musicians. And successful Market America distributors hang out with successful Market America distributors. I remember something that Frank Kiefer said one time on a moving up seminar that was just so, so erudite. He said, you know, there's never been a person that's made it in this business. It wasn't hanging around positive people. And by the same token, there's never been anybody that's quit or didn't make it at this business that wasn't hanging around negative people. It really is true. Listen to tapes. There's a wealth of knowledge there. And these tapes are actually consultants that are hired for you, an army of consultants that can go into your organization by moving these tapes into your organization and train everybody. And it doesn't take any time to do it because you can listen to them while you're working out, while you're doing errands, while you're driving in the car. Listen to tapes. Feed your mind. Read positive books that propel you towards your goal. And read the newsletters. Read books. Fill your mind with positive thought. Identify a mentor. Find someone that you can work with, that you can feel comfortable with, and duplicate. Get tight with them. Everybody that's ever succeeded in this business had a mentor or somebody that worked with them and helped them. You need to find one too. Don't set your new distributors up for failure. Send them out prepared with an answer to what is it and a 2-minute commercial. You work so hard to get people into the business. Now that you have someone who says, yes, I want to do it, why do you throw them overboard into a pool of sharks to get eaten alive because they don't know the fundamentals of the business? You want to put somebody in a football game that didn't know how to block and tackle. You want to put someone in an orchestra that couldn't play the scales. Make sure that they're prepared. Attitude failure. Don't let obstacles get in your way. Don't let negative friends or relatives or coworkers take you down. Beware of the dream stealers. Remember, familiarity breeds contempt and misery loves company. They don't want to see you make it because if you do make it, that shows them up and they got to examine themselves. So they'll spend more time trying to discourage you than encourage you. Just get on with the job, make it happen, and hold that check up in front of their face and prove to them that it works. Success isn't measured by income, but your ability to overcome obstacles. And those people who overcome obstacles always end up having the income. Handle problems as opportunities for solutions, because when there is a problem, it's because something isn't in line with reality, and it should lead you to the answer to become successful. Never, never give up. There is no reason to give up. If you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot at the end of it and hold on until things change, because they will change, and you'll be glad that you did. The fifth item on this countdown is failure to set goals. You need clearly defined written goals, a detailed plan of what you must do each month, each week, and each day to get there. Go to the career manual and work out your goal statement and your detailed plan. Write it out and read it twice a day. Check where you are daily, weekly, monthly, and adjust. The people that make it to the top do this. And remember, the difference between success and failure is so simple. The individuals who succeed simply do what the individuals who fail don't do. So if you're not doing these things in this countdown, hey, that's why you're not succeeding. And if you are doing them, you're automatically becoming a success. Number four, babysitting instead of empowering. hey, you can't do this business for someone. And for every step they take, I'll take a step. But you have to tell your people what to do. You have to teach them what to do. Then let them do it. You know, we were all born upside down and naked when we came into this world protesting as we were screaming. And from day one, okay, we were told what to do by our parents. Then we got into school, we were told what to do. You got your first job, you were told what to do. You went to college, you were told what to do. You got into the military, you were told what to do. You got married and you were told what to do. Then all of a sudden, someone gets into Market America and nobody tells them what to do. People need to be told what to do, and then you let them do it. Let them grow. They'll get all the help that they need, but never all the help that they want. Because if you gave them all the help that they wanted, it would make them weaker. They need to grow. So don't babysit. Empower people. Hold them accountable. Everything in the Basic Five is measurable. They're either doing it or they're not. Remember, measure, monitor, adjust, and control. When they're not doing it, you adjust by coaching them and hold them accountable. Number three in the countdown, not continuing to sponsor. Oh, what a terrible mistake. We got to lead by example. And remember, this is what guarantees that your timing won't be dependent on their timing, that you can hit a goal regardless of what other people do, because by continuing to sponsor down each leg, you strengthen that leg. The binomial business development means building two sales organizations, not just sponsoring two people. And we can put more than two in that organization. So sponsoring is an ongoing system, a system of filling the funnel with unlimited possibilities from your name list. Then we do two-on-ones, interviews, kickoffs, and second looks because we've cultivated the possibilities and we have people that are interested. So make a name list and use as many sources as you can. Practice the three-foot rule. Anybody that you come in 3 feet of, talk to. They're going to talk about what's happening, how rotten things are the way they wish things were. And if they talk about what's happening for more than 2 minutes, they'll end up talking about how rotten things are the way they wish things were. And they brought up the business. All you have to do is cultivate their interest and get back to them. And, of course, ads. But now by filling the funnel and then doing two-on-ones, doing interviews, doing kickoffs, doing second looks, you're going to have the people that you need to become a hopeless success. Don't forget about referrals and any other methods or sources that you can use to fill that funnel. If we fill the funnel, we have the possibilities. If we have the possibilities and cultivate them, we have people that are curious or interested, and then we have people to call. And if we have people to call, we're going to show the plan. And if you show the plan, you're going to end up sponsoring Go Nows. It's really a numbers game. Number two, not following up. What a fatal mistake. Following up with our retail customers, educate them, take reorders, add on sales, get referrals, make them into preferred customers. And remember, by having a high retail coefficient, you can pay the way of your business. You can pay for all the expenses of your business. And with 10 distributors doing 150 BV each month, that's 1,500 BV per month per leg, or $300 per month. And you duplicate that, you're going to become a supervising coordinator earning over $100,000 per year. If you have 10 distributors with 10 customers each doing 200 BV, that equals 2,000 BV per distributor per month. So that's 20,000 BV per month. You're going to be a supervising coordinator by duplicating that retail coefficient throughout your organization and earn over $100,000 per year. Not following up with prospects. Remember, we book appointment to appointment. We're always booking a follow-up. And don't forget to revisit your names list. Timing may have changed. Timing may not have been right for them when they first saw the plan, but it is now. And if you've grown and the company's grown, hey, tell them to take a look at us now. Get back together with them. Not following up with your new unfranchise owners. Not sitting down with them and going over the action plan and getting started guide and making sure that they do have an action plan to hit the next level. You're a coach in this business, so make sure you're coaching your people. And the number one reason for failure in this countdown or not becoming all that you can become is simply not believing in yourself. All your life, you professed that this is what you wanted, the type of income, the type of lifestyle, the type of freedom. But there's always been things in your way. It might have been that it required a lot of money or a lot of education, or you didn't have the necessary help to do something. But you know, for the first time, the size of your bankroll, the size of your pocketbook, your background, your ethnic background, your race, your religion, your connections, your education, none of that has anything to do with it. You can do it if you want the 2 to 3 year plan, if you want to do it. You can make it happen. You can realize your dreams. It simply comes down to mastering those fundamentals. I'm not here to tell you that everybody's going to make it or that it happens automatically. I'm here to tell you that there's five fundamentals that if you master and you plug into the unfranchised system, you will be a success. Well, who made it happen? Who guaranteed it?